Good morning. Here are the day's top 5 stories from the Miami Herald for Tuesday, November 30th. First, the weather. You won't hear complaints here. Expect sunny skies and a high of 75. At night it'll drop to the mid-60s. Let's get things started at Art Week. Would you pay $1,000 for a cup of coffee? Artist Danny Casal thinks you might. The self-titled Bad Animator, also known as Coolman Coffee Dan, is opening a Wynwood pop-up shop for Miami Art Week. It's called Your Special Coffee and is opening at the Bagel Club Miami. And the shop will sell the world's most expensive cup of coffee at $1,000 a pop. Naturally, this isn't just any old cortadito. Each cup will be made with Super Lost Coffee's new Sidra variety. That's a swanky bean from Colombia brewed especially for the pop-up. Each paper cup will also feature a one-of-a-kind original artwork by Mr. Coffee Dan. Hence the hefty price tag. Fans can also buy limited edition prints by the artist as well as limited edition Super Lost Coffee bags featuring a Coolman Coffee Dan screen print. The Bagel Club Miami is at 2400 North Miami Avenue. Hours are 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. through December 5th. In Zoo News, a gorilla at Zoo Miami stayed calmer than some people we know when getting medical treatment. Barney is a 28-year-old silverback lowland gorilla. He fell ill with minor pneumonia in late October and needed a nebulizer. Just like with sick people, the treatment involves inhaling medications that go directly into the lungs through the nostrils. Amazingly, Barney complied. Actually, he seemed downright chill. The treatments were done without risky anesthesia and proved to be highly beneficial for the gentle giant. Barney is now recovered and back in his habitat with brother Shango. The siblings were born at the San Francisco Zoo and came to Zoo Miami in 2017. In sports, while the University of Miami football team faces uncertainty without an athletic director, one thing is for certain: the Hurricanes are going to a bowl game. The Tony the Tiger Sun Bowl and New Era Pinstripe Bowl are possibilities. The team will learn its bowl destination December 5th. The Hurricanes haven't had success in bowls in recent years. They have lost 10 of their past 11 bowl games. Their last bowl win was 2016 against West Virginia in the Russell Athletic Bowl. Before that, their last bowl victory was against Nevada in the 2006 MPC Computers Bowl. In music news, the Eagles will perform the Hotel California album in its entirety at FLA Live Arena in Sunrise. That's about 30 miles from where two of its current members recorded the classic in 1976 at Criteria Studios in North Miami. The concert comes to Sunrise on February 25th. 3 days later, the Eagles play Tampa at Amalie Arena. Tickets go on sale at 10 a.m. December 3rd through Eagles.com or Ticketmaster. And finally, 3 Miami-Dade firefighters were struck by a cast iron bathtub that fell when the second floor of a burning home collapsed. Other firefighters took them out of the house and they are okay. It happened at a home in the area of Northwest 83rd Street and 5th Court shortly before 3 a.m. Monday. These types of bathtubs are heavy and, depending on size, can weigh 350 to 500 pounds. That's all for today. For more top stories and to subscribe, go to MiamiHerald.com, and stay healthy.